Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you so much for joining us this week. I have such a fun guest for you today. We are going to meet Tara Clark, also known as Tara of All Trades One on Instagram. She is the hilarious mom influencer with a zest for life and a knack for sharing glimpses into her everyday world with old school recipes and just sharing those funny stories that make you bust out laughing. But today, we are going to focus on her personal journey from following a keto diet full of restrictions to discovering balance in both her eating habits and lifestyle. I have been following her for a while now, and I just love her content. One day, as I was sitting there waiting for my daughter, getting her hair done, she shared a reel, and it hit me. And I absolutely loved her message. I immediately sent her a message asking her to be on the show. And this is not like me. I do not do this on impulse because I tend to overthink messaging people and, feel slightly intimidated by contacting strangers on the internet. But hey, what do I have to lose? And Tara graciously said, sure, I'll be on the podcast. I was absolutely thrilled to hear more about her story. She's just one of those people that you feel like you've met before, you know, and makes you laugh. And after this conversation we had, my stomach hurt. I cannot wait to share this episode with you. So join us for this conversation. Well, Tara, it is so great to have you on the show. I am so excited, beyond excited. Will you introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Tara Clark. I run a social media page on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and I do like garden content. I make old 70s recipes, some old Jell-O molds for my husband to taste. And then I've been sharing some of my health journey and what I eat in a day and some of my workouts.
I love it. I haven't been following you for maybe within the last year. The first post that I just like died laughing because I had the exact same episode. So this will give you an idea of how alike we are. It was the one where you were, I think, at a restaurant and you were singing Warren G. And you knew all the lines and your kids were like, Mom. And I just died laughing. Yes. I shared it on my social media because that just happened to me. I was singing Shoop from Salt and Pepper and my kids were like getting so mad at me because I just kept going on and on just like you. So
I know that ended up being a good thing. I didn't realize my kid's always on his phone. So I thought he was just Snapchatting and meanwhile he was recording. Oh. So he sent it to me later and he was like, Mom, this might be a funny video. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was embarrassed because I'm like, I don't look good. It's a bad angle. But then I thought, you know what? I'm sure other people can relate because when that song comes on, I'm singing it.
Right. And you just kept on going. And I loved your kids' reaction to it because I had the same thing. So we're a lot alike in many different ways like that. And then almost when they get embarrassed, it kind of gives me more fuel to just keep on doing it.
Yes.
So anyway, you are a hoot. Your husband's a deer and your family is so cute. So thank you for opening up and sharing everything. I love it. And next summer, I do want to start a garden like he has. So you give us lots of inspiration.
Yes. It'll definitely change your life. Like I love it. It's been life changing for us.
That's awesome.
Just having everything fresh and, you know, it's just crazy. Cut down grocery bills, you know, just little things, even in the winter, because obviously we can't grow a lot in Pittsburgh, you know, because it's very cold here. But, you know, he does canned sauce, canned beets, garlic, onion. So there's a lot of things every time I go to the grocery store, I'm like, oh, I don't have to get this. You know, frozen green peppers, like we freeze all the veggies. So it's just quick and easy, and you know,
and kind
well,
of just.
I mean, he's doing the gardening, so maybe it's not too easy, but
right. Oh,
easy
so
for
funny.
Me.
That's right, and expand variety in your meals as well, which is really cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love that
very much. So
tell us a little bit about your health journey. You had a reel earlier this month that really just caught mm-hmm. me off guard. And at first, when you were talking about going on Atkins and losing weight, I was like, "Oh,
right.
What is this?" And so fill everyone in on the goodness.
Yes. So when I never really, I always loved my body, no matter what size, and I never really had a problem with my size. I remember. I was very young and I saw the girls around me that they were just always down on themselves. And I just thought, you know what? I wasn't here. Not that I grew up in a bad home, but I didn't really hear compliments about my body or about me. So I don't know what changed, but I just made sure I did these like affirmations, like you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. And I kind of rubbed off, especially not in junior high, but in high school to even my friends, they got very confident. I'm like, just keep saying that. Just keep doing it and you'll believe it. And then I never really had a problem with my body. And then when I had my second child, my daughter Lily, I was on bed rest for 4 months in the hospital and the food there was absolutely amazing. So I can't move. And the food was just so much that I quickly gained 80 pounds, you know, and I never really, when I look back, I never really had good eating habits. I think I was just very active and that's why I kept the weight off. So unfortunately, when you have a baby, the weight just doesn't, that 80 pounds just didn't come like right off with the baby. Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know, I'm going to do something about it. So I did, you know, diet culture. I did Atkins right away and I did lose the weight, but I was miserable. Like I was working out all the time. I was going to bed hungry and I just thought this just doesn't seem right. So then I kept trying different diets, you know, Whole 30, you know, a little variation of Atkins and nothing actually worked. So, and then I joined social media and people could see like, oh, you know, she was like 70 pounds less. And then I was starting to gain weight. And I just shared that because I thought, you know, I don't know, I'm starting to eat again and I don't know what to do with my diet. You know, I saw a nutritionist and that kind of opened my eyes because I thought, what if I just have no foods? Like, because it just seemed like, you know, with every diet, there's foods you can't eat, no sugar, no carbs. And so I thought, what if I can just eat everything I want and just tell myself I can eat it, even if it is really bad. And I just eat a portion of it. So I just started doing like half. So I started out really small. So first I took out diet soda. That was pretty easy. I'm like, let's just do water. And I didn't lose any weight, but that was very helpful. And I just felt a lot better. And then anytime we would go out, I'm like, I'm just going to take half of this, you know, home and I'm just going to eat half. And believe it or not, I was fulfilled, you know, because I was actually eating the pasta. I was eating the bread, but I just wasn't eating as much of it as I was before. And then obviously the garden helps, you know, you can't really binge. And that's what's so crazy about the diet culture. There was foods that my husband was growing and Atkins said there was too many carbs in it and I wasn't eating those. And I'm like, why am I not eating strawberries? Like, that's crazy. My husband grew them. And I started thinking I can binge very easily a bag of Doritos, but I really can't binge a basket full of strawberries. And I'm more fulfilled from the strawberries. So I do make healthier choices. I feel like I'm kind of doing a math problem where I'm not actually subtracting food. I'm adding food in. So if I want the burger from Burgatory, I'm like, I'm going to get some broccoli. I'm going to get salad. You know, I just make sure that I'm always adding. And then our meals, like, are, because people always say, well, what do you cook if you're not cooking the 70s meals? And I feel like they're pretty basic, but it's basically a protein. And I usually will have 3 vegetables and then the fruit will be like kind of like the dessert and part of the meal. So I just kind of keep it simple and, you know, and if I want a carb, obviously I have a carb. And yes. I don't worry about the vegetables and the fruits being carbs at all anymore. So, and I lost the weight. I still can't believe it because I'm like, it's so easy and it's almost hard to explain to people. You know, people see me shrinking and they want to know the secret. And I'm like, I'm actually eating everything, just less of it. And I'm moving my body more. You know, there's really no secret. I wish I could say, this is the diet I followed, but there really isn't.
Yes.
So
here's my,
yeah,
my link dumb. For, you know, the supplement or whatever, you know, it's just, it's, that's not the quick fix. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And that's what everybody thinks. They're like, what pill did you take? Or what shot did you take? You know, now. Right. So I'm like, I don't, you know, no, I mean, if people need that, I get it. But, you know, I haven't done any of those things. So.
Right. So when you first lost the weight from Atkins, that was back in 2020 or before COVID?
Before 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, before COVID.
Okay.
And then COVID hit and started gaining it back.
Okay. And then recently,
very quickly,
within this past year, then you started just making those better habits. Would you say, is that
those better habits? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be a year in December.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm down 55 pounds. So it's been slow for sure.
Right.
Like I feel like when I did the diets, like Atkins, I lost 70 pounds within 4 months. And I don't think that that's really healthy. You know, this has been much slower. And I think that doing, I do a little bit of weightlifting and just moving my body, that has really helped. I think, you know, because people ask, do you have skin? And I'm like, so far not, I don't have any loose skin. And I think that's because it's been so slow. It's maybe a pound a week or something, or sometimes nothing,
you bet.
You know, which I'm fine with.
You bet. And I have a feeling you're, since you, the items that you show, like your favorite 90s things, I have a feeling you're around my age.
Yeah.
I'll be 43 here in like a week. So in the 40s.
I'm 46.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So just, you know, letting people know that weight loss can still be achieved with good habits in our 40s.
Yes. Yes, it can, for sure. Yes. And just even changing, because people are like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. And I get that, you know,
right.
Because I used to think of the gym as a weight loss thing. And I think of it more for my mental health, you know, but as far as that, the one thing I shared and people said, well, maybe you could do a video on it, as I really try not to sit on my couch till like 9 p.m. And I just keep myself busy. I don't know. I'm cleaning the kitchen, playing with the kids, taking a walk. So I just try to, because I realize that, you know, I sit at work and then I come home and after I do all the things, like cook dinner, clean up, I would sit on the couch. And I'm like, man, I've been here since like for 4 hours binging Netflix. Like this can't be healthy, you know? So I thought it's not really exercise. It's really just keep moving, you know?
You
so I think that's a big part of it also.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So a year ago, what moved you forward to starting this?
So I would say just looking back at pictures, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, when I did Atkins, I, you know, lost all this weight and everybody was telling me how good I looked, but I felt like I just felt bad on the inside. So I think just what led me to it is I thought I'm in my 40s, I'm almost going to be 50, and I just don't want to keep fighting this the rest of my life. I want to figure out a way to actually live life, go on vacation and not have to worry about what carbs I'm eating, what outfit I'm wearing. I just want to be happy. And I just figured I got to get a hold of this now, because I just had this like weird feeling that if I didn't figure it out now, I never would. So, and I want my kids to see that, you know, I want them to see that I'm eating all the foods and, you know, being healthy.
Right. Just being a great role model for them in your daily activities. I love it. You have a great little list here. Do you remember it? Because I can kind of.
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have it right here. But tell us about that, because it's so practical. And like you said, you probably have mentioned all of them too, but I love list, and I know a lot of people do too. Just seeing like focus on what for the day. If you want to tell us about that.
Yeah. I took out diet soda and even those like drops that you put in water and chewing gum. I know it's like silly, but I realized when you really listen to your body, all those things made me hungry. I wanted to eat a ton and I'm like, why would I be hungry? I just ate, Like, so I don't know what's in those things, but I feel like they make you hungry. Mm-hmm. So I just avoid those. Keep moving. I feel like I don't relax until it's, you know, 9 p.m. And I feel like that's, you know, a lot better. And then adding the foods in more, adding all the fruits and vegetables in, no toxic people.
I love that.
I know that's like a, but it, I just feel like I'm much happier. I really took a look at my life in during COVID times, because I feel like that's when you saw who was really there for you. So, and I noticed that if I listen to toxic music or watch, like, I love crime shows. I love them, and I will still sometimes watch them, but I do notice when I watch those things, or if I listen to toxic music or toxic people in my life, people that are always gossiping, I'm not happy. And when I'm not happy, I eat.
Yeah.
So I just made that connection. I'm like, if I'm happy, you know, I'm not eating as much. So I think I said all of them, did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I think so.
On
yeah.
That list.
Yeah. Eat half of what you eat. Eat half of yep. what I used to eat. No diet drinks, liquid right. drops, or gum. Staying active. Mm-hmm. No sitting till 9. Workouts you love to do. What would that
yes,
include?
Yes. So the workout. So just, you know, because people are like, I don't want to go to the gym and just do that. So I started playing tennis because I'm like, I saw that pickleball was picking up. And I was like, well, I have a tennis racket because I was like, I want to be a tennis player. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it every night. Like, what is stopping me? I didn't have anything going on in the summer. So I just started playing tennis, and I haven't done the video yet, but I do show my progress, because in the beginning it was really bad. But so just going to play tennis. I love to play basketball. So I do that. Take a walk in a park. Like, it has to be somewhere where it's really pretty and I can look around. So I try to do things that I actually love that are active.
I love that. Makes me want to go out and play tennis now too.
I know I need to try pickleball next, but I feel like I just learned how to do tennis.
You also include loving your body at every size and natural yes. fasting. You don't eat too late. I think that is key,
right.
even though, you know, yes. we don't have to worry about the clock, but still your body needs to kind of some rest time. So what does the evening look like
right.
for you?
I do think that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think that. Like, I used to do fasting, but again, it was fasting with Atkins.
Right.
And I thought, I do believe in all that your body does need time to digest the food. And we don't, you know, all that snacking that was really just from mostly all the food companies.
Yeah.
So I thought natural fasting, which is just, I should be satisfied with all the food that I'm adding in. So I do tend to not eat after, you know, dinner. So then, you know, that could be from 7 to, you know, and then when I wake up, and then usually I'm not that hungry in the morning. I don't do coffee or tea or anything. I just do water. But I'll normally break my fast around 11, whenever I'm hungry. I mean, it could be 10 o'clock also, but I'm not like strict like I used to be.
Right.
You know, I'm actually listening to my body. I don't want to ever go through going to bed hungry again, because that's what it used to be like when I was dieting.
Right. What type of differences in just your mindset have you noticed?
Just happier, I would say. I look at it things a lot different. I just have more empathy, mm-hmm. I think, also for people, because I want to tell them, like, you know, it's just add more foods in, and, you know, just treat your body nice. And, you know, even at the grocery store, and nobody wants my opinion, obviously, but sometimes I do want to help people when they're buying, you know, all the Atkins, you know, food and the Atkins candy. And I just want to say, like, there's a better way, because I know that's going to hurt your belly later.
Right?
I've been there.
Oh my gosh. People,
yes.
People don't talk about that. Like the gas,
no,
the cramping.
Sugar,
yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes,
the diarrhea.
So
I mean, let's just yes. talk about it and let them know.
Right. Yes. It's so bad.
It
I mean, like, anytime I would have any of that Atkins candy, my kids are like, we smell something. Like, sorry,
yes.
I had candy.
Yes. Yes. Even Diet
it's
Pop.
So gross.
It is.
Yes.
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 I get it.
So I guess that's my mindset. I want to help people and just help them figure it out, you know.
Right. What was the reaction from your audience on social media when you shared this?
Oh, so it was all good. It was mostly good. I would say that people started noticing. I didn't talk about it when I first started it.
Okay.
You know, because I talked about it before and then I gained my weight back. So I thought, you know what? maybe I don't talk about it this time. Because just in case this like little plan of mine of adding foods back in and just being healthier is not going to work. And now I kind of wish I would have, you know, documented it as a diary, yeah. But I failed and I was disappointed in that, you yes. know, because everybody said, well, we watched you do Atkins and you did so well. And now you're gaining all your weight back. You know, the camera doesn't lie. So they could see that. But the reaction was very good. And people started asking. And I thought, if people keep asking, I'll finally do a video. And it just was getting, you know, everybody was saying, what's going on? What's going on? Now, I will say people in my real life have not noticed as much, oh. other than like my husband and my kids, uh-huh. And my mom. But I'm like the first time with Atkins, I think 'cause it was so quick. Everybody was like, you look so great. You look so great. So I don't know if it's because yeah. people in my life saw me lose it, gain it back pretty quick and then lose it again. And they're like, maybe I don't want to say anything. But it's just crazy to me because nobody is really, you know, I'll see people that I haven't seen in a year and they don't say anything, you know, and I'm the type that always says stuff. I always notice every little thing. I'm like, oh, your hair is different. Oh, that, I like that outfit, you know. Yeah. So I am shocked by that, but it was definitely, you know, people were noticing and even I wasn't really noticing, if that makes any sense, because I would look back on videos and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I was a little bit, you know, I could mm-hmm. see more of my face right. and. So everybody was saying, what's going on? What are you doing? Like, did you get surgery? I'm like, no. And I thought, I better clear up any rumors.
You bet. And I didn't even think of all the, you know, the weight loss drug fake craze too, but I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. Like every, I'm like everyone
I'm like,
else.
Of course I lose weight right during that time. I was like, no.
And you do such a great job of just showing you, no matter, you know, what phase of life you're in. So thank you for just being out there and just going with it. I think that has a lot to say too, of just also in regards to loving your body at every size too.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I never mind showing, because people, you know, that first video clip, I show myself in a two piece and they're like, well, why were you wearing that? I'm like, because I love my body then. I'm sorry, but... That's why they were like, oh, is that the video you did for the before? Because you knew you were going to lose weight. I'm like, no, that was just me.
That is wonderful to hear. Oh, so good. So good. So if people are not following you already, where can they go and connect with you?
Tara of All Trades on Facebook, Tara of All Trades on TikTok, and then on Instagram, I think it's Tara of All Trades 1.
Okay.
Or Tara Clark.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm just learning Instagram.
Well, you do a great job of it. And it's fun to see the meals you make from growing up with canned items. And so does your family enjoy those? Or are they good taste testers? It seems like they are.
I mean, they're good taste testers. They don't really love it. My son does. He's a teenager, so I don't cook like that. Like I said, it's all from the garden. And so he's like, junk food night. And I'm like, well, this is also the real meal. This is the video meal. And he'll just eat both. So
so much fun. I love seeing that, especially like the Jell-O type molds that you have picked up on. Yes. And I'm like, oh my, I remember going to my grandma's house. I mean, that's what we grew up with, wasn't it?
Yes. I know. It's crazy. Well, I think that was the trick for the 70s. That's how everybody stayed thin, because they were cooking with Jell-O. Right.
There wasn't much to it.
No.
Does your cat like Jell-O, Aunt Bethany? from right. Christmas Vacation. Yes.
That's what I thought of when I made that Jell-O mold. I'm like, oh.
It was a tough one. Also, I want to mention here too that thank you for just showing your kitchen as is.
Yes.
As much as I want a white kitchen, I sometimes feel like everybody on Instagram has a white kitchen. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
Yay.
I know. Well, my son, he works at Chick-fil-A. And the one time when I picked him up, he was like, Mom, they want to meet you because you're internet famous. I was like, okay. And they're like, where's your set? That's such a cute set. It's like a 90s kitchen. I'm like, and Levi's like, what, our kitchen? And I was like, that's our kitchen. They're like, oh, no way. That's not a set. And I'm like, no, it's not a set.
I'm dying.
So I'm like, well, maybe I better not change it, because maybe other people think it's a set.
That is the best. That is so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Growing up, you were not one to go on diets or off and on, like kind of what you mentioned.
No.
Okay. Yes.
No. And I think I was just so, I don't remember. I mean, when I shared the meals my mom made, that's what was made in the 90s. There was casseroles. My mom didn't have a garden and she worked all the time. So it was all like frozen foods. And I didn't really know a lot about nutrition. Yeah. I think maybe I had a health class and I remember thinking, oh, I should be following the food pyramid. But I played basketball. I ran. So I really think that was just helpful. You know, just when you're a teenager, you're just so active.
Right. And
well, at least in our time growing up.
Yes. And it was just food. You know, it's not like when you get older, it's like, oh, start overthinking and getting confused about what to eat, what not to eat. It was just food.
Right. And I'm glad for that. Like, I am glad that I didn't let it affect me. I do remember people saying like, oh, you're a little chubby or you're like a little big to be dancing. And I was like, oh, no, I have muscles. You know, I didn't really, it didn't affect me. I don't think it was until like after my wedding that somebody said like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't diet before your wedding. And I'm like, I'm 130 pounds. What? Like, why would I, and that was during the 2000s with like, they were calling Jessica Simpson big, if you remember that, and Britney Spears. So there was like I feel like that was the worst time, and I'm glad I was not an impressionable teen during that time.
Yes. That was a very rough time. Ugh. Yuck.
Yes.
What would be your last takeaway for someone that maybe was in your spot a year ago and having trouble with their body image and also their relationship with food?
I would say just give yourself grace, just especially in whatever situation you are in, especially like being a mom. I think sometimes you can't take a lot of time for yourself. So just be kind to yourself. That's the best way. There's no reason to be. It's not going to do any good just to feel bad about what you binged on or what you ate. And I wish I would have given myself a lot of forgiveness. And then every day you could start fresh. It doesn't have to be Monday. And every day you can make these good choices and just try to cut your meals in half. Try to give yourself freedom with food and realize that French fries and apples are good. And, all food is good. And just, you don't have to eat a lot of it.
I love hearing that. You are like prime example. Thank you so much for sharing your story here and your message, and keep on doing what you're doing. We love it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. She's the best. And I have linked her reel that we talked about in this episode in the show notes, as well as her contact information. And what I love most about her message, I'm getting goosebumps, is how she had clarity. And the realization that, hey, this lifestyle of gutting out the carbs, it's just not sustainable. And how can I find something more realistic? And she could not have done a better job of explaining how she found balance in her food and movement in a better way. I am beyond grateful to have her on the show and share her story here, because I'm like getting emotional about it. It is just so good. It is what we need to hear with so much misinformation out there on social media. And Tara, thank you so much for being on the show. I know I've said it before, but it was such a joy to talk with you and hear your story on here. So be sure to go and follow her and share this episode with a friend, because I loved it so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.